B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. It's time now for the Gargano and Mertitus Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertitus. It starts now.
Let's open it up and chat.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday to all across the Delaware Valley. Midday Show. I'm Anthony Gargano. And it was good to see Bryce last night. Bryce showed you that he's still a superstar. Like, that's what stars do, what he did last night. Because it was a Bryce Harper monster shot away from being, like, a worse disaster than 16-2. When you're clinging to that lead, right? 6-0, 6-1, 6-2, 6-4, 6-5. And then, boom, it's 8-6. And you're going, no, please, no. And then Bryce, and the rally comes in and off of Kenley Jansen. And it at least stopped the bleeding. And the other thing, what it did was, and I was glad because Harper hit the big home run and he hit the big double to win the game, the walk-off. So it was good for him, and it was good to, you know, him have that kind of big moment against the Dodgers, the whole thing reeling, and he came up huge. And that to me was, I take solace in that. That all said, I can't get worked up over the Klentak McPhail. That just kind of, when I heard the story that Matt Gell broke, that they had been signed to extensions. Well, you know, what do you say? They're going to be here for 3 more years at least, right? Klentak through 2022, McPhail through 2021. You know. What are you supposed to say to that? I started laughing. Like, are you kidding? It's so fitting, right? It's so fitting that this happened in spring training. Why? My question is, why isn't that out there? Why was that dug out and not announced in spring training? Look, spring training, everybody was happy, right? Everybody was like, all right, you know, let's see what happens, get some pitching. We got Harper, Realmuto, let's go. But you wait, and they don't say anything, which is weird and odd. But they're here. I think it's a mistake. I don't know why you felt the need to give them a contract, both of them. So I don't know what they've done to deserve an extension. Junis, do you lure to the baseball show? Is there a reason why they need to be extended?
No. I mean, the McPhail thing was weird because that happened back in 2017. The Klentak one was in spring training.
Right,
so in 2017, what was going on that made you say, this guy's a genius?
I need the McPhail.
That must have been because we looked back at
I need myself some McPhailed.
That might have been when the farm system was in the top 10, and maybe that was enough for him to get security for 3 more years.
That's
after his
amazing
contract came to an end in 18. So I don't understand that one. The Klentak one I get because everybody was happy during spring training, but announcing it was, that's weird.
That is weird, and I don't know what he deserved to get. To get it. I mean, like, to me, all right, you know, 4 years you're supposed to examine after the for the architects, right? The architects of an organization. You wait till 4 years and you look at it, unless they've completely surpassed everything. So I don't call using Middleton's money to go buy Harper and Realmuto, basically that trade, and Segura. I mean, you know.
Yeah, and is it a sin to say, let's see how this season goes before we extend you? Like, what's the problem? Because look what's happening. Obviously, some of the moves aren't working out for him.
I know. No, listen, they may regret it, and they may, Middleton may be forced to get out of the contract, or, well, to fire him and eat the money. Or, you know, who knows, it may work out. At this point, I don't care. At this point, I can't get any more. After yesterday, I'm ready for football.
Wasn't that exhausting last night?
It really was. It was completely exhausting.
Even with the win, I found myself, like, sunken into the couch. I was like, oh, thank God.
Well, you know, I mean, you blow another game in a horrible fashion, right? The closer. How many times do you want to say this closer? You can't have a one-pitch closer, like who throws a splitter. So you're going to throw a one-pitch closer out there that's not a 98-mile-an-hour fastball.
Or it's not a Rivera cutter.
Right. I mean, you're not going to, that's not going to work against good teams. All right? It's not going to work. But whatever. At this point, Chunas, I really just need something different. I'll watch tonight and see what Pivetta can do against all those lefties and, you know, whatever. But, I need a different conversation. I need the conversation to be stimulating and uplifting. So I'm a creature of positivity. I don't thrive in the negative. I blow my top and then I'm done. And then that's a one day thing. I need something to look forward to. Like, the grousing to me takes a lot out of my spirit. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. I think that it should take away from a lot of people's spirits.
See, the problem is for you, and it's awesome that you love this team. Like, you're in the throes of your heaven.
Yeah, I live it day by day, this Philly squad. So I get it.
Because we consume it differently. Like, I watch it and I love it, but you have a deep, deep affair, a deep affection to this, to them.
And yeah, I mean, it goes back to my childhood, you know?
All of them do. But, like, you know, all I keep thinking about is Ben Simmons' jump shot and Carson staying healthy. Like, this, I keep going back to the Eagles' offense and what the Eagles' offense can be and how dynamic. And I keep thinking about it, and I'm going, huh, am I not seeing anything? Like, I just see 11, 12 wins. Really, 12, you ask me. I see 12 wins, and I see this is a division title. I look at the Cowboys, and quite frankly, this is not about Cowboy hate or hometown this or, you know, green goggles. I just look at the Cowboys and go, is that team really good? I think they're, you know, 9, maybe 10. Things go right. But, everything I read, it's Carson and Dak. What did I miss out of Dak Prescott?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that overvalue Dak. I get the injury concerns with Carson. We all know that. But the overvaluing of Dak Prescott, it's a bit absurd.
Well, it's funny. About a month ago, I was on ESPN, and one of the guys loves Prescott. And he wanted to have a Prescott-Wentz debate.
Is it that Will Cain?
Yes. Yes. And I go, really? You think that's a fair fight? Indignant. What do you mean? What do you mean? Like, all right, like, after the injury, when you look, you size the two up. Come on. You got to go Wentz, don't you?
Yes.
It's not just even being a question. I'm just saying, being objective. You got to go Wentz.
Yeah, like, what is the thing that Dak Prescott does at an elite level?
He's not a great thrower. That's his biggest problem. Like, I think,
like, he makes plays with his legs.
Like, I think, and he's not even that, like, he's not even that guy either. I think he is a good game manager. I think he's smart. I think he takes care of the football. But he's not making big plays for you. I don't even think he's like, he's not even a leg guy. Not like he's, you know, you want to tell me about Deshaun Watson? Yeah. That's a quarterback. Mahomes, you know, the dual threat, whole thing, Wentz can move. Like, all those guys. Prescott's a lumbering guy. I mean, he's more like Roethlisberger without the touch. So I want to get into football today. And today, I want to start off with, I got the five today. Because I'm out here Thursday and Friday. In fact, you and the bro will be here.
Yeah, next Thursday.
Jason's off.
Friday.
I'll be in Los Angeles. And you and the bro will be manning the station.
And we'll be down at Xfinity Live tomorrow. So come out.
Even better. All right, so I got the five today. So we'll do that. And I want to start off with, because I like to celebrate just the sport itself. The Broncos open training camp today. Joe Flacco. I wonder how he's going to do. Joe Flacco and the Broncos open training camp. So the question I have that's going to be a theme throughout the show is the first time you fell in love with the sport on TV, there, wherever, and you went, wow, I love this sport. Whatever team it was, I don't care. I'm not judging today. There's no, you know, you're a Cowboy fan or you're a Lions fan. I don't care. When you fell in love with this sport, because it's on. The first training camp is now open. Rookies have reported. Broncos, they're in action. All right, lots to get to. It is the Midday Show. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Right here on 97.5, the Fanatic. Then, look, sometimes life, you know, hits you hard. And you go, oh, man, I need a new roof. And what am I going to do? I don't want to get a new roof. I don't want to put out the money. I don't know where to go. Well, listen, I got you covered for that. Labruciano Roofing and Exteriors. Most people don't have 10 grand sitting in their pocket, right? So Labruciano Roofing makes it easier than ever to get a new roof simply by financing it. Not only does Labruciano Roofing provide great financing options, but they're a certainteed five-star select shingle master, which means they can offer the best warranty in the market with a 50-year warranty from the manufacturer, 25-year warranty on the workmanship. Labruciano Roofing, the industry leader in quality roof installation. You're not going to find better people. They are artists. Don't let money prevent you from protecting your home. To learn how you can finance your new roof, and for a free estimate, just call Anthony. Call Labruciano Roofing and Exteriors at 610-265-ROOF. That's 610-265-ROOF. Or visit them online, paroofpros.com. That's paroof, R-O-O-F, pros, P-R-O-S, .com.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 a.m. hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all styles of windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Midday Show! What do I fill you in on a text conversation with my with a buddy of mine who's in the league? I had referenced him last week when talking about Wentz. And so he's at it again in the Wentz v. Prescott debate.
Well, I can't wait to hear this. I wonder what side he picks.
Oh, my God. Should I give you one highlight?
Yeah.
all now you guys can tell me if you agree that this is true, but I'll give you better context coming up. But he says all Wentz does is lock on to Ertz with 5-yard throws that Ertz catches and falls down.
May have happened last year. He also was dealing with the back injury last year.
That's part of the context in which I bring out to him. But he acted like that's his only throw. Over the middle of where Ertz falls down.
Is this that Cian Fahey guy?
No.
Because he put out his quarterback rankings yesterday.
He did?
Yeah.
Our old buddy.
Yeah, your old pal Cian
Fahey.
He's low on the list again.
No.
Yes.
No way.
I'll print it out for you.
Oh, man.
The guy's a joke.
Of Aiden. I think Aiden's in town. Aiden from Iowa, from Dublin.
He's in town?
That's my boy. I got to see if he can come over here. Yeah, Cian Fahey was this guy from Ireland who was like a self-described quarterback expert, which I still don't understand how he became that.
And also he's on ESPN, which is another joke.
Yeah, but now he's not on ESPN, right? Is he still on ESPN? Because I thought he was kind of booted off ESPN. Yeah, he's a Wentz hater. Well, I don't know what he is. But we used to go at him all the time because of his ridiculous opinions. It wasn't about analytics. It was about, I didn't know what he was talking about.
About stupidity. But
it was like projected plays and I don't know, some inane kind of way to figure out quarterback play.
I tried bringing him up on Twitter. He blocked the station.
Yeah, well, that came from
I'll find another way to print it out.
There was a problem because he went after Wentz a while ago, and then people, he hates Philadelphia people because Philadelphia people went after him. Let's go to Chuck. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. We say, Chuck.
Anthony, good to talk to you again. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
How you been, buddy?
I told Jamie the other day to say hello to you.
Thanks.
Angie, let me tell you something. You know I love you, but I'm surprised. Anthony, you're going to fall for this. I don't believe a word of this. And let me tell you something. All that hatred that came out 2 days ago, because you got Nola going tomorrow. If they can win this freaking game tonight, this is all going to be forgotten. All that hatred and all that other stuff. You give me one logical reason. I don't know if they're taking advantage of that Gelb kid. I don't know what it is. Give me one reason why they're going to withhold this. You can't.
I don't know. I covered the sport, right, as a journalist. So usually when you extend the GM, that's an announcement. That's how it works.
That's why I don't believe it, Ange.
Yeah, you know, listen. I don't know. I find it odd, too. Well, I find it odd, too. Ultimately, it's Middleton's money, right? Like, if they're a failure, if Klentak is a failure, then he's at some point has to fire him and has to pay him out.
Anthony, wait a minute. Do we agree on this, Ant, that it's Middleton that has to give these two guys an extension?
Yes.
Do we agree on that?
Yes.
Did you hear him when they had the little press conference at the field with the family of Harper there?
Yes.
He was gushing so bad with this kid. Give me one good reason why they wouldn't. Forget the other guy. Why wouldn't they announce? And you got to be honest, Anthony, you and I both like the signings over the winter. Why wouldn't they announce the extension then?
I you're right, Chuck.
It's not true, Anthony. I don't believe it.
What do you have to gain by doing it now?
Look how this all quieted down. Once they knew they were locked in with these guys and all the hatred's not going to get him anywhere.
No, but listen, so they won a game last night and Harper won the game for them. That's a momentary quell of the noise. If this team continues to fall, I don't see how with the pitching it has. I don't know how it can get back in the race. I don't see that. Do you?
Here's what I'm trying to tell you. If, and it's a big if they win tonight, They're going to win tomorrow. I think they're going to win tomorrow, whether they win tonight or not.
But you think they're good enough to get back in the race, Chuck?
No, I think Nola's good enough to win tomorrow, but they got to win today. Anthony,
But that's so short-sighted. Listen, I hear you, but don't you think it's short-sighted to think that, well, if they won today and they won tomorrow, and these are big ifs now, that all of a sudden everything's okay, that they're a good team?
No, you're right. What I'm trying to tell you is, do you know how much hatred was over the airwaves a couple days ago?
Yeah.
It's all subsided. We're not talking about winning or making the play. We're talking about the venom has subsided. And I'm telling you, if Nola wins tomorrow, they got a 3-game winning streak, and let's see what happens. Anthony, the league stinks. The Phillies aren't great, but they're as good.
I think Washington is way better than them. I think Atlanta is way better than them.
I agree, but they could still get the wild card.
What about Milwaukee? Milwaukee, the Phillies lineup isn't as good as Milwaukee's lineup.
Anthony, let me say something to you. You're a bright guy. This happens every year with Milwaukee. Come September 1st, they'll be dead too. Except the 1 year they had Sebastian.
They got a lineup that bad. They get the best player in the game in Yelich.
Anthony, they've had good teams before. That year when Sabathia came in, Victorino at the Grand Slam, they were pretty good that year too when they folded.
All right, but what happened in 08 doesn't mean what's going to happen in 19.
I understand, but look, here's the bottom line of everything. I gave you what I thought.
Listen, Chuck, I don't want to be Mr. Negative. I hope they win. I hope they win the next 3 games. I want to see playoff baseball. I'm annoyed by how they play the game. I'm annoyed by they didn't get pitching. The one thing we both agreed is that they needed some bullpen help and they needed some pitching. Like, you know baseball better than anybody, Chuck. Is Neris a guy that can close in October?
You know what the bottom line here is, Anthony? You're the freaking king. That's the bottom line.
Nobody.
I love you.
Love you, Chucky. Thanks, buddy. Take it easy. I'm nobody. I'm just a blathering idiot on the radio. Listen, I don't want to be Mr. Negative, but I just don't, because they won a game last night, and look, I love Harper. I'm a huge Harper fan. So I loved it. But that doesn't change. All of a sudden, I think they're a contender. You know, a real contender. Do you?
No, but it keeps them in the mix come trade deadline time. Every win at this point from now until July 31st is huge, because that'll finally send a message to the front office. Hearing is we don't want to give up too much. And I understand.
You got 2 weeks.
Yeah, so every win, every game from here until July 31st matters a lot. And last night was huge, because hopefully it sends a message saying, all right, we're still good enough to get to the playoffs. And
here's the thing. I don't believe that. I believe that they're trying to make a trade. That the reason why they come out and say that is because, see, these executives, they're amazing because they're so afraid to heighten expectations. Except what's funny with this group, with their own players, right? Their own farm system. For some unknown reason, they go out and champion their farm system like they're all A-plus blue chippers.
Hey, Ranger Suarez got the win last night.
You know what I mean? Like, are you serious?
Randy Johnson.
But, but they, for some reason, the whole dampening of, well, I don't know if we're going to do anything. Of course they're trying to do something. They know they need pitching. They're not dumb. They know they need pitching. So they're going to try to get pitching.
They may be a little dumb.
Well, they may not be good at their job. I don't think they're dumb. I don't think Klentak's dumb. I think he's a smart guy, but I don't know. He's not smart enough that he reinvented the game like he believes he did. The bottom line is they need pitching. We all know they need pitching. They also need a bullpen piece and at least one starter. Starter you can count on. I mean, Jake Arrieta, how long are you going to go with that with the bone spur? I mean, think about this. How long are you going to go 5 innings before he flames out? He can't throw anymore.
Yeah, what does that tell you about their confidence in the guys behind him? What does that tell you in
exactly.
Cole Irvin, Eniel De Los Santos?
Right. Well, those guys can't. I mean, those guys are, let's face it, those guys are Bagster boys.
That's why they are going with Arrieta.
Exactly. But that's not a plan. At some point, the pain's going to be too much. At some point, you're going to kill your bullpen because every fifth day, you got a guy that's going to try to gut through five innings. You know, these, I mean, to me, it is what it is. With, to quote McPhail, they do. They don't. Right? For who, for what?
Yeah, it's what it sounded like the other day. For who, for what is what it sounded like the other day.
It's exactly what it sounded like. Well, so, you know, that's how we should react to them. For who, for what? But we got football. All right, let's get this started now. How did you fall in love? Do you remember the first time you fell in love with football?
It's weird because it wasn't even the NFL. It was college.
Really?
Yeah, it was...
Did you go to Penn State or something?
No. I went to one of the worst games I've probably ever seen. Temple-Syracuse.
Temple-Syracuse?
In like 2000.
At the vet?
Yes.
Oh,
and
man.
And I only know 2000 because I have a t-shirt that says Temple Football 2001. It's got holes all over it, but I still wear it. Like if I'm doing work in the house.
Temple Syracuse.
Yes. And I only remember because the tickets were free because Temple was so bad. I don't even think they had a win yet that season, but my dad took me. The tickets were free. We got in for free, and it was right on the 50-yard line. Donovan McNabb got honored that game.
Wow.
Because they were playing Syracuse, and it was at the vet, so he got honored in the middle of the game.
Paul Pasqualoni was the coach.
Wow, that's good work by you.
I covered. Did I tell you I was at one of Donovan's best games ever? I covered his last two games at Syracuse.
Wow,
one was Syracuse Virginia Tech. It was a November game, Saturday night. And that Syracuse is having a great year. Donovan brings them all the way back. It was, they're down by like five. He had like a 60-yard run inside of a minute to play. He literally ran, it was like 58 yards. He threw up on the sidelines.
Not the first time.
All kidding aside. He really did. It's funny. Not long ago, I went back and read this story I wrote. He throws up on the sidelines. He comes back two plays later, rolls out, and hits a backup tight end, Steve Brominski, in the back of the end zone for the game-winning touchdown.
That's awesome.
And then I covered him in the Orange Bowl. It was Syracuse, Florida, at the Orange Bowl.
That's cool.
They got killed, though, because... I mean, Florida had some great
powerhouse.
Yeah, the great defense, and they couldn't do anything offensively.
But yeah, going back to that, that was when I think
so
I really
fell in love with a Temple Syracuse game.
Yeah, and then I was like, all right, what's this? Let me learn more about this football sport, this football thing. And that, I mean, I always watched the Eagles growing up. Every single Sunday after church, my dad sat me down and watched the football games. Whether I was 3 years old or 4 years old, it didn't matter, and it didn't matter what words were coming out of his mouth when I was growing up. There was no boundaries for curse words growing up. So I always watched football, but that was like my first experience going into the building and watching. There was probably 50 people there, but it was cool seeing it in person.
So wait, your father would let it loose?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there was no holding back watching Eagles games growing up.
I got caught once so far. And I don't even know when I did it because, you know, I'm real careful, obviously, about the language you use in front of your kids. And then somehow it came up. And the little one, because the little one's a rat, right?
Of course.
The little one says, I heard you, you said the F word, Daddy. I go, no, I never would. Never. And he goes, I remember it was during the Sixers game.
He has the date, the time, it was the score of the game.
I was like, no, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I said frigger.
You saw Boban Marjanovic going on the court, drop the F-bomb.
I said, oh, fudge. Oh, man. But so you remember that day at the vet is when you felt, you went, wow, this is awesome football.
It was a great day because we got in for free because nobody was at the game. So we got in for free. We left the game and they were giving out Eagles ice cream. It was winter time. And they were just like, here, we have free ice cream for you. So I got free ice cream. And then the only reason why I got a shirt was because everything else was free. So that's why I got the t-shirt.
That's great. That's great. You had the t-shirt.
In a $5 t-shirt.
That's great.
Outside the stadium.
That was a Bobby Wallace team. Temple coached by Bobby Wallace. Isn't that nuts?
I got to look up the score of that game.
Yeah, they probably got crushed. Those were the days where, the 90s were horrible for them. You know, I'm a big college football fan. And, you know, I went to Temple. And the 52-3 losses to Penn State. That's why when Matt Rhule resuscitated the program and he gave us the gift of Notre Dame on Saturday night, Halloween. Dude, how awesome was that?
The Notre Dame game?
Yeah.
That was one of the best days of my life.
I mean, was that unbelievable? College game days here. I love college game day.
I was a senior that year and I had a project due that night and I begged my professor to try to get out of it because I wanted to get to the game. And she said, no. She said, you have to finish it. She didn't care about sports. So I went to game day in the morning. I went in the middle of the night, went to game day, finished my project, and then had to get on the busing that they provide down to the stadium.
Really?
But I didn't get a chance to tailgate throughout the day. So me and my buddy brought a beer bong onto the bus. And in the back of the bus, we stood up and we were doing the beer bongs in the back of the bus.
Ah, that's great.
Getting tuned up, ready for the game.
That's great. That's great stuff. Wasn't that awesome?
That was awesome. Packed house. It's never been that loud for a Temple game, other than when they beat Penn State.
No, that year, because that was still a chip year, right? That was the bad chip year. That year, that was the best thing at the link that whole season.
Yeah, because I remember seeing him on the sideline. He would come out because they would have practice during the day or something, and he would watch the games.
You know what a creep he was?
Tell me.
I could say it now. I will say this. Yeah, you think if Temple plays there and they're the big game, right? You would think that you would, since you're the coach of the NFL team, that if somebody asked you to talk to the players, that you would do that, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Not Chip. And in fact, not only did he not speak to the Temple football team, he didn't speak. He spoke to the Navy football team before Navy played Temple.
No.
Yes.
Wow.
Is that not a creep move?
It's American.
No, but still, come on, dude. You can't do that.
Yeah, I talked to both teams.
No, listen. You know.
I can see why he spoke to Navy. But you got to speak to both teams that
day. Not before they're playing Temple. You can speak to Navy before they're playing Army. Right? You were before they're playing Central Florida, but not before they're playing Temple, the team that's in your house.
So I found the 2001 Syracuse Temple score. Syracuse won 45-3.
Oh, God. That brings back memories. Ugh. All right, we're going to open up the lines to 610-632-0975. We start off with this question, and it is how you fell in love with football. Today, the Broncos open training camp. And I want you to go back into your own life. When you looked at the game, you went, oh, my God, I love this sport. It is Midday Show. I'm Cuz. Let's talk a little bit about Parks Casino. Yeah, how about it? Football season is around the corner. And that means you can get ready for all your futures and everything else at Parks Casino and the sports betting now online at Parks Casino. That's right. In Pennsylvania, the number one casino in Pennsylvania is now online. And you can sign up right now and get a risk-free bet up to $250 on your first deposit. Just go to parkscasino.com/sportsbetting. Again, that's parkscasino.com/sportsbetting. Use promo code SPORTS to get your risk-free bet up to $250. Bet with the best online right now. The number one casino in Pennsylvania, Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Baseball full swing. You get soccer. You get the big golf tournament. The last major is this weekend. You're all set for all your futures for football season. It is my casino and sportsbook of choice, Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Open your account right now at parkscasino.com/sportsbetting and type in the promo code SPORTS. Risk-free bet refunded on losses. A free bet must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh my. Man, there's a lot of Carson hate. This Sean Vahey. Oh, dude. Oh. Sports media business is great. This dude, wow. When do I tell you about him? And when do I tell you about my boy? He's actually in the league. Well, the good news, I will share with you later on the ESPN NFL future power rankings.
That was good news.
That was good news. That was pretty cool. All right, let's get back to the phone line, shall we? Let's go to Jason in the Northeast. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jay, what do you say?
Yo, what's going on, Ant?
What's going on, brother?
Hey, man, the time, I can't recall the player for the Eagles. It was a safety, though, but I remember, I believe it was like the 1990s. Ernest Givens caught a pass, and I want to say Atwell, I'm not positive, but he threw an forearm into the guy's face mask and like broke his nose or something, and that was
Ernest Givens. Wow, that's great. That's a bust-out name, man. That's awesome.
That was back, to me, that was back when football, that was football, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it was fun. Listen, I think the athletes there are incredible and they're supreme, and you know. But yeah, there was something that was. I mean, it was just physical, right? Like it was.
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, let me get your opinion real quick on something. Now, if the Eagles would have won the Super Bowl in 1990, what do you think that defense would be basically talked about, like the 85 Bears?
Yes. Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the only true difference between those defenses. You know,
definitely.
You know, it was a weird thing is that the 85 Bears, it was a 1-year deal,
right?
You know, like they it was 1 year and then they were done. They weren't as dominant after that. The Eagles defense, I mean, that Reggie, I mean, they were dominant for 3 years.
That's the one thing that really bothers me about Philly sports is they always had awesome teams, but there always happened to be that other team that just had those Hall of Fame players, but we were so dominant, we just could not get the recognition. And that's across the board in like every Philly sport, which is so aggravating.
I know, but I do think it's changed.
Yeah,
like, I think we're going into, like, we talk about the Roaring Twenties. I mean, I think that's legit, brother. I mean, like, look at this Eagles team. This Eagles team is really good, right? Like, their offense can be like, exceptional.
Yes, definitely.
That's good. Good stuff, man. Thanks, Jay. Take it easy, brother.
Buddy.
Let's go to Brendan in Pottstown. Brendan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brent.
Hey, Anthony. Pleasure to speak with you, man.
What's going on, brother?
Listening since the beginning, and you're still the best, man.
Thanks, buddy.
No, Brett. Hey, so where my first love was, it goes back to music and a voice, really, more than anything. I remember being about six, maybe, or seven, and hearing John Facenda's voice on the NFL films.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, and I know you dig the music for all the NFL films, all the old Gridiron, the Frozen Tundra. Of
yeah, the Autumn Wind was a pirate.
Yeah, exactly, and I just remember being a kid and going, you know, what the heck is this?
Yeah.
And you're watching the old footage with the guys, you know, face mask on, just, you know, fire, you know.
It's so true, man.
And it was just on from there, you know what I mean? So I'm obviously.
That's a great. It's so true, because yours is probably similar to mine in that it's the same thing. Like, you look and you'd see these like the faces, everything was close. It was like really thematic, you know?
Yeah, and they're just breathing. They're breathing. The steam's coming out. It's like, who are these mythical beasts?
Yes, you know, yeah.
It was very gladiator-like.
TMS. Yeah, man. And I think that's probably, are you in your 40s?
Late
30s. Yeah, it's similar to me. You are in the same way where, you know, we weren't really superhero people, but the, like, football, like, that gladiator thing kind of really hit home, you know?
Sure. I mean, that's one of the big allure of sports is watching people do things that you'll never be able to do.
I know. That's so true. Oh, Brandon, great. That's a great call, man. Great.
Hey, my pleasure.
You have FanFest tickets?
No, but I'd love to come. I'd love to meet you in person and shake your hand, man.
You got it. Hold on, man. Hold on. You got it.
The autumn wind is a pirate.
How come that never gets old?
From sea, with a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously.
The hair standing up.
His face is
brilliant. I got chills, yeah.
He wears a hooded sash.
Listen to the words.
With a silver hat about his head. And a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country. A villain, big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun.
The autumn is a raider.
Round and upside down.
Pillaging just for fun.
Conquered and won.
That's outrageous. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. Come on, man. That's outrageous. That if there were, I have to make one confession, and I've said it numerous times in the air, but I'll confess again. There was, you know, I don't believe in the second team. It's funny. I had my my kid, Mossy's, well, he's like me. So he's a real big sports kid. So he's like, Daddy, do we have second teams? I go, no, we have no second teams. Because he confused rooting for the Raptors against the Warriors as like, well, they are like second team. I go, no. We just wanted them to beat Golden State. That's it. But then he's like, what about football? Do we like any other team? Like, is a second team? I go, no, the second team does not exist. However, I am guilty in that growing up, the Raiders, there was a little bit of my cousin liked the Raiders and I love my, like, I worship my cousin. So I would always follow but Raiders were cool, right? Silver and black. They played tough.
I may have had a little love for the Chiefs growing up. I mean, the Eagles were my diehard team.
Right.
But Priest Holmes.
Yeah.
Tony Gonzalez, Dante Hall.
No, I know.
I mean, come on. Some playmakers on that squad.
No, listen. Yeah, for some reason, you're right. Because the Chiefs, that blood red.
Yeah.
There's something about the Chiefs, too. Yeah, the only NFC team that I kind of, like, I had a little affinity was Green Bay. Just because it was Green Bay.
Yeah, Lambeau.
Yeah. But the Raiders, you know, that whole silver and black, nasty.
I'm just hearing that, you know?
I know.
That would make you love the team in itself.
Like, I wish the Eagle, like, we have, you know, incredible fights on the whole thing. But, like, to hear, like, if that was an Eagle myth, that would be outrageous. The soaring bird. He pillages just for fun. Like, that's ridiculous.
You're going to have to write one of these days.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's 11 a.m. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, where Beasley Media Group station.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.